We are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they like to charge for the features on their website. I would suggest that Free Talk Live gives away more for free than those other shows even charge for. Go and see for yourself and decide for yourself at freetalklive.com. Enjoy it all on us. As we continue with your phone calls, and coming up, we'll talk slaves. But first, we go to Evan in Michigan. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Evan, you're on the air.
How's it going? Yeah,
what's on your mind tonight?
I was calling because I'm having a debate with a couple of my friends. I just first want to ask you guys, like, have you guys heard about that Cato Institute thing?
Cato Institute is a think tank, a supposedly libertarian think tank in Washington, D.C. I've heard critique that they aren't as libertarian as maybe they once were, sort of like the Libertarian Party.
Yeah.
But, yes, I have heard of Cato.
Yeah, they recently took out an ad in a bunch of newspapers basically saying that they were against the stimulus package. I'm sure you guys are all pretty much against it, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, I sent a link to the video they put up on YouTube about it to some of my friends just to get their opinions on it. And some of them were calling, you know, the Cato Institute, like, basically crazy. They don't know what they're talking about when it comes to economics and the fact that they had 250 economic professors around the country who agreed with them, sign this or endorse their ad, you know. And I just wanted to get your opinion on, like, the Cato Institute. And one of the guys that I sent this to is a part of the Green Party, and he's for, like, Ralph Nader or whatever. And he's, like, all about, like, the government. Like, I sent it to him, and he's found the best thing. The government does plenty of great things, roads. I guess he would support toll roads, the internet, clean water, libraries, social security, firefighters, and on, all these things have proven terribly ineffective when left to the free market. I'll add more in a bit. Like, I don't know.
That's interesting, because most firefighting institutions are volunteer firefighter organizations, so a lot of them are free market already.
Well, they're largely the volunteer organizations are funded coercively, though. So they're volunteers. Like, for instance, the station that I volunteer at, we're not paid, but all the equipment, all the really expensive equipment that we use is paid for coercively.
Okay.
You know, it's not fair to compare firefighters of the 1880s to firefighters of 2009, when, you know, there are private firefighting companies in this country.
True.
Likely your friend doesn't know anything about them, because I didn't know much about them, and I look for these kind of things that are quite successful, do it just fine, and, you know, firefighting is absolutely something that can be done more efficiently by the free market. But nobody knows this because, well, largely we have coercively funded fire departments.
Yeah, the fire departments that are run by the government would not like it if somebody came into town and started offering competition for their services. And plus, it'd be hard for the competitor to get the average household to sign on, because they're already paying so much in taxes.
Yeah, I'm surprised there are even as many private schools as there are, considering that everybody is forced to pay for the public schools already. I mean, how many people want to go out and compete against that? It's like your competitors are allowed to just take the money for their survival, and you're having to compete with that and convince people without coercion, without threats of violence, to pay you for some service that they're already paying for.
But
that's the tough ballpark.
I'd like to focus in on the conflict here, because what our caller is pointing out, Evan is saying here, is he's in this discussion with his friends about this, and they're naming off all of kind of the typical government services that they believe are valuable. And it's just like you were saying last hour, Dale, that whenever government is about to shut down or there's some sort of problem with funding, they are always going to, you know, shut off the fire department first. And it's those same services that everybody seems to attribute that government must do, that government has to do these certain things, roads, fire, police, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's kind of what they're mouthing off. They may be with you on ending the war in Iraq, but the idea of ending a government-funded education system would be like heresy to them. And so you can approach this from a number of different ways, and I think one of them is the most effective. Let me run down down the basic two ways you can approach this. Number one is you can go and spend a lot of time doing a bunch of research on private schools, private firefighting, private policing, you know, market-based solutions to all of these government-run programs that we currently have today. And you could probably, you could enter into the fray with your statistics, and then you'll go up against their statistics, and you can fight it out forever. Or you can just point out the gun in the room. And you can show these friends of yours how it is that, look, I agree with you. I like the idea of having fire protection. I agree with you. I like the idea of having a clean environment. I agree with you. I like the idea of, you know, whatever it is. If you agree with them as far as what the ends are, you want people to be educated. You want people to be protected. Yes, I'm with you. However, what I disagree with you on is, I am not willing to hurt my neighbors. I'm not willing to threaten my friends and my neighbors with violence in order to fund my favorite programs. I would much rather see these things being done on a voluntary basis, being funded on a voluntary basis, and try to show them how, while they may have the best of intentions, their intentions are being funded by coercion. And show them the gun in the room, and if they really are the liberals that they sound like they are, they will be absolutely horrified by that.
Wouldn't it be better, isn't it possible that we can fund these organizations like fire departments and all these other great organizations out there? And there's lots of great organizations that are funded voluntarily, and we wouldn't have to threaten to take people's houses away if they didn't want to participate.
You could bring up something like this. You could say, I mean, again, if you're talking with liberals, are you? It sounds like you are.
Yeah, they're pretty liberal.
So they're not going to like things like police violence. Like, they may tout the police as something the government should do, but they probably aren't going to like it when they hear about people being abused by the police. So you could bring up an instance of police abuse, and you could say, well, let's just say this is going on in our town, and I decide that I no longer wish to fund the police as a result of this. I mean, I like the idea of being protected, but I don't feel like I'm being protected by them. I feel like I'm being put in danger by them. So I'd like to just stop funding them. However, if I do that, eventually they're going to come and throw me out of my house because they're going to steal my house at a tax sale, and then they're going to evict me from my own home. And this is, again, presuming you own the home. But, you know, you give them an example and say, look, I want to opt out of this. What would you do to me as a result of that? What would you have done to me if I wanted to opt out of this program and support the things that I wanted to support with my money? And just kind of let them sit and ruminate on that for a moment, and then wait until and see what they see how they respond. I mean, gents, do you think that that's a good approach, or how would you modify that?
Absolutely. I think you can go back and forth forever talking about statistics and things like that.
If they want to play the statistics game on how government works and how it does, tell them to call Free Talk Live with their favorite government program. Because I'm here. I'm ready to talk about the government program that works. I want to hear about the one that works. I'd love to talk to somebody.
I would, but I'm sure they're too scared to. That's the reason. It's like when you put them against the opposition, they don't know what to do, so they just don't say anything. So
I'm totally an idea guy. Like Ian really described it well. I think you know, people want me. I don't read much in terms of like the old, you know, Sander Spooner and all the philosophers of liberty. I haven't read a lot of that, to be honest. I mean, most of the stuff I talk about on my blog and write comics about and stuff like that, it just comes from like my own logical conclusions based on, you know, just looking at it logically. And so to me, that undermines everything else. I don't care what kind of statistics you have. Like Ian said, you know, you point out the gun in the room, and all the statistics sort of seem really, really trivial.
Then it's down to right and wrong. Then it's down to their moral system and defining exactly what it is. Are their programs so valuable that they are willing to throw families out into the street over them? Are they willing to put you in a jail cell in order to continue having you be obedient to their programs, to funding their programs? And if you can get them to see the gun in the room and get them to really think about it, that's when the gears will start turning. Now, they're not going to bow down on bended knee in front of you and say, oh, thank you, Evan, for bringing this up and pointing this out. I've been waiting my whole life for this message. They're probably not going to respond in that way. You might get some silence. You might be getting some, you might get an uncomfortable response. You might get an initial rejection. But if you point out the gun in the room, that's something that can get people thinking. And you know what, in the long run, even if they embrace the gun in the room, even if they tell you, yes, Evan, I want to put you in a jail cell, well, now you know not to be friends with that person in the future. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. More on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken their validated photos and sent them into the show to prove they listened to the program. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And lady listeners, you are invited to be a part of the Shrine. Get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you haven't done your will yet, shame on you. Get it done. LegalZoom.com. You can save $10 off your order using code FTL. It's fast. It's easy. I've done it. You'll save your loved ones a world of trouble if something happens to you when you don't expect it and you never expect it. LegalZoom.com. code FTL.
All right, we continue here with your phone calls. Actually, no, we don't, because Paula dropped off the line. Anyway, 800-259-9231 is the number. I said we were going to talk about slavery, and a few days ago on the show, I actually read one of your articles, Dale, from anarchyinyourhead.com, your blog site, also your cartoon site, that people should certainly go and take a look at. But one of the recent posts that you put up there was about the slave test. Now, can you recap for our listeners what the slave test is?
Yeah, I think I can summarize it pretty quickly. Basically, the way you take the slave test to determine, in fact, if you're a slave, is you just act as if you're free. So if anyone issues any commands to you, just politely decline to obey them. So, if, for instance, if someone sends you a bill for something you didn't order, don't pay it. If someone
like property taxes.
If someone's flashing blue lights at you from behind and insisting that you pull over, just wave and politely decline to follow that order. And if no violence is, you know, and continue to disobey politely, and if at no point violence is never threatened against you, then you are free. You are not a slave, in fact.
Yeah, I've
You'd be lucky if it's only threatened.
Oh, no, that's exactly it.
Yeah, I've taken the slave test a few times, and it's quite clear that we're slaves. Quite so, crystal clear.
You know, I've been struggling with this term slave that we've been talking about here, and it's hard to
agree with, right? Because you don't want to see yourself in that light, in sort of the same way that the city councilors around here don't want to see themselves as being part of an aggressive violent monopoly. They'll admit to aggressing, but they won't see that as violence. So it's really it's kind of a cognitive dissonance.
I don't think it is a cognitive dissonance, and I'd like to talk to you about the definition of a slave and versus what the definition of a serf is. For instance, I'm kind of liking the term serf. It's a step up from slave, but not much. So to me, a slave is defined by the inability, it's at its core is the inability to go where you want to go. You have to stay in one essentially geographic area and follow orders.
That's what a serf is?
That's what a slave is.
A slave is.
Slave has to stay in a single geographic area, essentially, whether that geographic area centers around an individual or whether it's on a plot of land. Does that sound right to you?
Go ahead with what you have to say, and I will rebut.
I have my own rebuttal. I'll let him finish.
And that slave also has to do what they're told. And, you know, to some extent we have to do what we're told, but to some extent we don't have to do what we're told. I don't have to go to work. I could choose to live on the dole if I wanted to. And I can leave the country if I so choose. I will have to go yet another plantation, if you want to use the slave analogy, but... That wouldn't happen in this time of chattel slavery, and that's what the term slave draws up for people, is sort of chattel slavery.
I see what you're saying, that's what it draws up, and I would say that things aren't that much different today, and we are talking about slavery as a definition, not what it necessarily draws up in people's minds. Well, and I think that we need to draw the necessary links to show people how things aren't really that much different from back in the
1800s. I like to compare it to chattel slavery, because if you look at slaves, for instance, on a plantation in the South, that's a really classic image of slavery that draws up in people's minds. You did have different categories of slaves. You had like the house slave versus the field slave and things like that. And you were given, and they were given varying degrees of a limited amount of freedom according to their master's kindness and generosity. They might be treated a little bit better. They might get better rations. They might get better quarters. They might have a little more personal free time. And so all these things vary.
They might be taught to read.
Right. And all these things vary to the degree that their master allowed it. It was totally their master's whim.
Yes.
And I think that is still the case today. You can have your freedom completely taken away from you if you disobey.
If master
you
doesn't
can
like
be
you.
In jail. In fact, we, as I said earlier, they love to lock people up in this country.
And they could trade you back in the 1800s. If you were a slave, you could be traded to a different master for a different purpose, and he could, you know, you might get a few donkeys in receipt as a result of that, or whatever the deal would have been. So you'd have been able to be traded in the same way that when you leave the country, you are effectively being traded, not as overtly, not at, you know, some sort of slave auction necessarily, but effectively you are being traded in that they know they're going to get people from that country coming in to replace you, essentially.
I would contend that, in fact, what they've done is they have mastered, I mean, what if anything, the process of enslaving people has been made incredibly efficient and effective for the people who are benefiting from from that slavery.
So let's talk about serfdom then real quick. Now, a serf would, under my understanding of the definition, a serf would be allowed to, you know, stop doing his job and, you know, not do farming. He would likely starve if he did decided not to do the farming. He's bound, supposedly mm-hmm. serfs are bound to the land. And essentially that means they are sharecroppers. And they, but he would be able to cease. He would be able to cease living in the kingdom. He could walk to another kingdom if he so chose. There's, you know, the borders being very porous at that time. He could go from one place to another. He could, you know, work as a helping a blacksmith out if that's what he wanted to do. He could a serf could go where he wanted to go, and
not if he's attached to the land.
Right. What I'm telling you is I defined what a what bound to the land means. Bound to the land means that he's essentially a sharecropper. So he has to produce on the land, and then a portion of his production.
But if
the
he
land
stops
does,
producing,
the
he's
land
not
does
bound.
Not belong, right. The land does not belong to him. It belongs to the king, and his work allows him to reap, you know, to reap the harvest, a portion of it, and then the king takes a portion for being the landlord. Make sense?
According to the dictionary.com definition, a serf is a person in a condition of servitude required to render services to a lord, commonly attached to the lord's land, and transferred with it from one owner to another. Definition number two, a slave.
Right.
We're talking about semantics here.
Very, very short definitions. Why don't you look in Wikipedia as to what a serf is?
It's getting into semantics. I think
you want to have
an understanding of slavery that the average person understands. You must obey under threat of violence. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And I would say it also has to be institutionalized. If a criminal comes up to you and threatens you with a gun to hand over your wallet, then you are being threatened to obey. But
you're
that's like
his
a single
master
isolated
briefly.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, it's a
he
single instance of
me.
Crime, yeah. But it would be hard to call that slavery because it hasn't really been institutionalized. I think what we have now has absolutely been institutionalized.
I would concur with you on that point, and I realize that it's arguing about semantics, but I think that there's a fine line difference between what a serf is and what a slave is, and I think that what you're going to do is you're going to confuse people, get them caught up in if you say, well, you're a slave. And no, I'm not.
Well, I think
I can do that. Slaves can't do those things.
I think serfs, you know, traditional serfs were probably more free than we are today because they weren't tracked. I mean, like you said, they could go and be a serf somewhere else. And that's actually harder to do today because countries are watching their borders and
depends
assigning numbers
freedom.
To people and giving them IDs that they have to carry around and identify themselves so they can be tracked by government. So it's a lot harder to go from one plantation to another. You can.
Some people
and go
choose,
be under slavery under a different master.
Some people choose to define freedom as the luxuries that they have. They have the freedom to live a more luxurious life.
Sure. And
because our masters allow it to some extent.
Well, we need to help them come to the understanding that they are not, in point of fact, free, and they actually are slaves. And I'm sure there were slaves back in the day that thought they were free. Hey, I'm free. I can get up and do certain things. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, SUMMIT, SouthSummit.com, or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, brought to you by SACL CAI. That number again, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, so enjoy them on us, including updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com. Get 50% off one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with the order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. So it's Valentine's Day is coming up, and you can go get your loved one a gift at AdamEve.com.
So we're bickering moments ago over definitions of serf versus slave. Are they in fact one and the same? The dictionary says they are synonyms. In fact, not only does it say they're synonyms, but it actually defines the term serf as slaves. So the second definition of serf is slave. Now, Mark, you're saying you believe there are some subtle differences between the two. Dale and I are pointing out that we think that the term slave is particularly appropriate to what people are today. You say that you should stay away from the term slave, Mark, because, well, people will recoil from it. And it's true. Nobody wants to be told they're a slave. Nobody wants to look at that and say, well, yeah, okay, I'm with you. I'm a slave. Yep. Everybody wants to believe that they're free, especially the people that live in a so-called free country who've been raised to believe that this is indeed freedom, that what we are experiencing right now is indeed true freedom. And so if you come to that person, you say, well, I'm sorry to tell you this, bud, but you're actually a slave. Well, no, I'm not. And the point that I was trying to make a few moments ago, but ran out of time, was that I imagine that there must have been some slaves on the plantations back in the day who also believed that they were free. I mean, if indeed they were raised on the plantation and were not able to read and were restricted in the amount of knowledge that they had, they may have believed they were having as good a life as they possibly could have had. They wouldn't have known.
And they were being told that they were much better off being, you know, having the guidance of someone guiding them and telling them, you know, their lives would be better that way versus if they were off on, they wouldn't be able to take care of themselves.
Yeah, you're protected here. You've got a place to stay. You've got food. You've got something to do during the daytime. So I imagine that some of them back then would have responded in the same way. Well, my life here is good. What are you saying? There's something better out there.
Why are you rocking the boat?
Yeah. So I think it's okay to be iconoclastic in that way, to throw out that bombshell and say, look, you're a slave. I think that's okay.
We are the number one weapon of authoritarian governments over us. Everyone likes to say that they have all the guns, but their number one weapon is their illusions and their symbols and all these things they use to keep us obedient. And that is the take that weapon away and you have undermined their authority over us.
Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line in Tennessee on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello. I'm going to disagree with you about us being slaves. But okay. That said, I'm going to have to preface that by saying that there's different levels of understanding. And on April 15th, I intend to be marching in front of the post office as everybody files their tax returns in my V for Vendetta costume with a sign that says income tax is slavery. Now, with that said, I have to say that we're not slaves, and what really opened my mind to all this was my first trip to China 15 years ago when I realized that those people were about as free as we are. So what it comes down to is realizing that slavery as an institution, and if it's institutionalized, it has to have an institution called government. Government, as we've discussed in the past, does not exist. It's a fiction. So the only thing that you have is you have the chance that if you exercise your slavery, if you exercise your freedom, somebody's going to try and violate your rights that exist no matter where you are.
Okay.
So slavery cannot exist as an institution any more than government can exist as an institution. Therefore, I am 100% free. I do run the risk of getting roughed up or killed or jailed by gang members. And a gang member is nothing more than a thug.
So wait a minute, Gene. Would you also say that the slaves of the 1800s were also 100% free, but they just ran the risk of being roughed up if they left the plantation?
Absolutely.
Come on. You're playing games.
I understand what you're saying. And I do. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The slaves outnumbered the masters by at least 20 to 1, maybe more, depending on the size of the plantation. Of course, they were free.
Oh, there's no doubt that they're being kept in line by other slaves. If you start to get notions in your mind of behaving like a free person, the other slaves will get upset because they are
American.
They are enslaved by their illusions and by, you know, without a doubt, the masters keep the slaves in line with their illusions and things.
And we have that problem today, but it's not because the people that you're calling slaves are slaves. It's because they are not informed. They don't realize that they don't have to be violent towards other people.
That's true.
Make them behave the way they want them to. So
that's true.
It's simply a matter of information.
But a single slave can't simply become free by becoming informed because slaves will.
They'll snitch on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll report him. They'll be jealous of him. It's just like when we hear people getting upset because somebody has dodged so-called taxes. You know, the good law-abiding Americans, we pay our taxes, and when these folks can get away with not paying, that's not fair. And so they'll call, and they'll snitch out their neighbors, and they'll turn them in. And I agree with you, Dale. Just a little bit of knowledge is very powerful, but without the other slaves to come to that same conclusion, then you're not going to get off the plantation.
I mean, that's what we're seeing happen right now. We have some people especially here in New Hampshire, but in other parts of the country doing it as well, who are proclaiming their freedom, who are starting to act as if they are free, and it is causing repercussions, and they are being made an example of. But I think it's more than anything, it's There needs to be that public example of those people who proclaim to be free in order to keep the minds of everyone else enslaved. And so you're right, but
see that.
But that's why we do that, because we are trying to get people to revolt against their slave master. No, not revolt violently, but to proclaim their freedom.
What you're doing by example is you're teaching them that they are not slaves, even though they think they're slaves. So when you exercise your freedoms in front of them, then they say, well, you know, why can't I do that? I'm the same kind of guy he is. I'm equal with him. Why can't I do the same thing? So you're informing them that they are free. You're not freeing them. You're simply informing them that they're free. You see, their actions are dictated by their false belief that they're not free.
You're absolutely right. I might be going about it, and when I describe it, I might be going about it in a slightly different way that probably sounds a little bit more negative than what you're talking about. It's basically you're trying to inform people that they're free, but you aren't
free until you act as though you're free.
You're getting into sort of an argument of semantics, because I acknowledge that, you know, at any point you have your free will, you can do as you choose. But you're under threat of violence if you disobey, and that is being in the position of a slave. Now it's time for us to.
You're under threat of violence all your life. I mean, from the day you're born till the day you die, you're under the threat of violence from somebody. So what you.
And that's why I specifically point out, you know, an institutionalized. The fact that it's institutionalized, as opposed to, you know, a criminal can always come up and threaten you with a gun and say, hand over your wallet, and then you're a victim of a crime for that moment. It's not really institutionalized. I think it has to be on an institution. I said this in the slave test, an institutionalized level for it to, you know, for it to make sense to kind of use the word slavery.
And you can't go into a prison and tell those guys in there that they're free men, because it's obvious
they are
that
physically
they are
in cages.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they were acting like they were free men, and then the men with guns came along and decided to throw them in cages as a result.
I am telling people that they are slaves, and I say it sincerely, and I'm saying it so that they will free their minds, and that is the first step to freeing our bodies.
Absolutely. Gene, any other thoughts?
Again, it is kind of semantics, but the reality is that they're only by their own beliefs.
I agree with you, Gene, but you can't tell someone they're free if they don't believe it themselves. So,
well, that's why you need to teach them these semantics, teach them the differences so that they realize that they are free and they can be free.
Very good. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Differing approaches, whatever works for you. I personally like the idea of throwing out the slave term, because it'll shock somebody possibly into paying attention to what you're saying. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number. Here in these remaining moments, you can still get on. 800-259-9231 is that number, brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark, join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the features we give away. And now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. A whole list of things you can do there, including calling and contacting your local talk radio stations. Great way to kind of put a bug in the ear of your local program directors about Free Talk Live. If we're not on in your local market, and odds are good we aren't, we've only got about 44 stations around the country, so there's a chance we're on, but not very high chance. So contact your local talk stations. Learn how over at localfaq.freetalklive.com. It's kind of a quick little thing you can read there to give you some tips and tricks on how to contact your local talk stations on behalf of the show. Makes a difference. 800-259-9231. We continue. Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, hon. I've got something very serious that people need to know about, and I've been talking to other people. They said they're getting very bad information about what's going on with our VA hospitals. My husband just had heart surgery, mm-hmm. and he has depression problem because of his brain injuries. But anyway, the thing is, they put him back, this doctor, the son of the ER, he put him on a medication he had been taken off of because it made him violent. And he's just had heart surgery, and, I mean, they're not even, one doctor tells him he wants to take 5 minutes, the other one hadn't even mentioned it. I mean, he's not getting anything he needs. I mean, they're not telling him he needs to have magnesium, potassium. He could have a heart attack at any minute.
You know, it's so sad because they don't care. I mean, some of them might in the VA. Some of the doctors and nurses, they might actually care on an individual basis, and they yeah. might do as much as they can within their system. But the system itself doesn't care, and it's because the system yeah. has no incentive to care. Whether yeah. your husband lives or dies doesn't matter to the VA one iota. Yeah, I mean,
maybe
it matters to
the
you.
The doctors.
Yeah. It may matter to the doctors, but to the system itself, the cold, unfeeling bureaucracy itself.
The bureaucracy doesn't exist, really.
Right. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was told that they were told to kill off as many as possible. They needed the money.
It's a it's a very realistic possibility, and something that people who've been victimized by the VA for years have speculated about, speculated that essentially their doctors didn't give them the right prescription on purpose, or that they were attempting to kill them off because of budgetary reasons.
Yeah.
A lot more people die from doctor mistakes on prescriptions than from illegal drugs.
It's far more.
Sertraline is one of the most dangerous antidepressants. I mean, that guy that killed all those people in Virginia was on the same stuff.
What's it called?
Sertraline.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to. You just have to look out. I mean, if you want good health care, don't put yourself in the hands of the VA. I know it sounds like a nice deal when they tell you they're going to take care of you for the rest of your life. But if this is the kind of care that you're getting, you're better off going to some sort of private clinic. Because if you're going to a private doctor, he has to actually perform based on some level of your expectation. And if he isn't performing to your expectations, he knows you could go somewhere else and take your business elsewhere, and then he's out that amount of money. His profit is that much less that year because he lost you as a client. Whereas if the VA doctors decide to, just neglect you, or they don't get your case fast enough, and your husband ends up dying as a result of that, the VA doctor is going to get paid the same amount at the end of the year, regardless of how many people live or die under his care. And that's the sad, cold reality of the socialized medicine system.
Yeah. Well, I called the representatives in Washington. They were pretty upset, and they were going to call the hospital. And I called AMA.
I'm sure
AMA
they jumped right on that, Paula.
Huh?
I'm sure they just jumped right on that as soon as
they called.
Sure. How did you verify that?
They did. They called.
Yeah?
The thing is, I called the AMA, and they can't investigate them because they're not allowed to. And so the only thing I can do is maybe, go to law enforcement.
Good luck. Let us know what happens. I thank you for the call tonight. It's a frustrating situation to be dealing with.
You were told
you were going to be taken care of, and then this happens? 1-800-259-9231, and really, what can you do about it? I understand she's saying she's called, and she's made phone calls, and she's going to make more phone calls, and I don't know, maybe they'll... I'd like to be optimistic, but I just can't be, because I've heard too much about the VA.
As the rest of the country gets sold on socialized medicine, this is what we're all going to be in.
That's true. That's what they're planning for everybody in America. When you hear them talking about universal health care, just think about Paula's call. Think about all of the stories you've heard about the VA over the years, the hospitals, in decrepit conditions. There was that one in the D.C. area, I think it was recently. Walter Reed. Hospitals in decrepit conditions, the patients being neglected, being given the wrong prescriptions, doctors and nurses acting as though they just don't care, just the cold shoulder of the bureaucracy. Are you ready for this for your children?
This is the health care the government's offering to people who risk their lives, risk their lives for our country, as
right.
they love to say. And so
they serve the government. There should be some level of loyalty.
Presumably, they earned this this health care, and then this is what they got.
I can't
imagine for people who, when they just apply it to everyone across the 300 million people in the United States. I can't even imagine.
Right. They're just kicking them to the curb, just like how up in Canada, if you're too old, then you get kicked to the curb, too. If you're not in their current specs as far as who they're willing to help versus who is less of a priority, then too bad. Doesn't matter how much money you've got. They're not going to help you.
You're going to get a majority of people in a socialized medicine situation. A majority of people are going to go, oh, yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. I don't have to pay for anything. I get prescription drugs.
Because most of them are going in for little things.
They get a prescription and they walk out, and it's fine. It's when someone has to get a specialized surgery or something like that, they end up on a waiting list, and sometimes it's extremely serious. It's obviously the times, it's those cases that are scary in the socialized medicine.
So, Dale, let's move back to the slave issue, because we were still kind of debating this, and what brought all this up were your articles recently at anarchyinyourhead.com, where the most recent one is, who will build the slave roads? And you were expanding on your slave test idea, the slave test being that, well, if you want to find out whether or not you're a slave, just act as though you are free and wait and see what happens.
Right.
Wait until the men in blue decide to pull guns on you and make it clear that you're not a free man. But where were you going with your other article? Because obviously we don't have time to read the whole thing at this point. What would you say the gist of the follow-up article was?
Well, I was going to say that even slaves on a plantation had varying degrees of freedom because their masters allowed it. And I think even now, you know, you hear people saying you are a percentage of a slave. Libertarians love to say this. They say if you're taxed at 40%, you're 40% a slave. And I would say the fact that they claim the right to tax you at any rate they choose at any time, they are claiming they are essentially saying that they own your productivity and they are allowing you to keep a portion of it. So regardless of what percentage you're being taxed at right this moment, and that can be very complicated to figure out because it's not just income tax, obviously.
Right.
Then regardless of that percentage, you are 100% a slave because they claim the right to boss you around to claim your income.
As long as you aren't free to say no thanks.
They are allowing you, with their generosity, a bit of freedom. And that's what we call being free in
the same
right
way
now.
That the slave masters would allow the slaves to have a meal and a roof over their heads.
Right.
I mean, so they weren't 100%. They were, you know, 98% or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The slave thing doesn't sit well with me because it doesn't fit the definitions of slave entirely. You know, actually, from what I've been able to come up with, the best term to describe what we are is citizens.
Citizens. But I have never agreed to the citizenship deal.
I understand.
Citizenship
sounds way too nice.
Slaves
too comfy
may not
of a word.
Slaves may not have agreed to be slaves.
No. Mark, the definition of citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for a duty of protection, essentially, or obligation of protection. And so the government has ruled over and over again that the government has no obligation to protect. So if there is no obligation to protect, there can't be any citizens.
We're getting the raw end of that deal.
Well,
so
right.
We're having to fulfill our side of it, but they're not fulfilling theirs.
That's pretty classic when it comes to government.
So I can't accept that one either. I think slave or serf is far better than citizen. Everybody thinks of themselves as a citizen. So if you say to somebody, well, you're a citizen. Oh, well, yes, I am.
I understand.
Whereas if you say slave or serf, well, no, I'm not. Well, maybe you haven't thought too hard about it.
Yeah, exactly. They're free to say that all they want, but I mean, they're comforting themselves with little delusions.
It's fine if you have the opportunity to discuss it with somebody and you can explain why it is that they're a slave. However, if you just get to blurt out, you're a slave.
Oh,
and
you have
you
to
get,
have a discussion.
On the radio, we don't get to have a discussion necessarily with the people that may disagree with it. Nobody called
in
to disagree tonight.
Other people can listen in on those calls. And
thousands of people were listening. Somebody had to disagree. They didn't call in. So, you know, we didn't get to explain exactly what their specific reasons why they don't think they are a slave, why they may or may not be mistaken, you know?
I'm pretty sure we've delved into it quite deeply here, and if they didn't want to call, it's their problem. But yeah, if you're going to use the term you're a slave with somebody, you should be having a conversation with them. It shouldn't just be a drive-by, you're a slave. You need to get into the details and explain why and essentially hold their hand and show them.
Right.
Give them concrete examples and give them the slave test.
I would like to hear a good defense that they're not a slave. I haven't heard one yet.
We're out of time. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.